Good morning, YouTube.
Blog Talk Radio.
Zoom, Facebook. Amen. That could be the case. So what does that mean they're saying watch out for summer? Huh. We are. Amen. It's about to go busy. Aww. We speak life in Jesus' name. Faith to rest in God. Oh, I was telling you, I just didn't realize I was muted. I apologize. The title is It Takes Faith to Rest in God. Dan. And good morning, Sunday and Roger. We love you. Glad to have you with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. And good morning, Kathy. We see you too now. Love you. Yeah, amen. Amen. We're ready. Yeah, some wheels on their skids. All right, verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has Okay. Verse 3, for this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ, as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Verse 7, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Verse 12. Do you want me to keep going? Okay. Verse 12. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4. Romans 12, 1 to 3. Is that what you said? Yeah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. That's all right. We can't hear him grinding from here anyway. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Alrighty, I'm just typing in verses. All right, back to Hebrews 4. Nope, stuck me on Romans 12. There we go. It is. Yeah. Here we go. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For he... Amen. I am always going to find profit in the word of God. Amen. Verse 3, for we who have believed do enter that rest. As he said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. Verse 5, and again in this place, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience, again he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Verse 10. Yeah. Yes, it is. Nope. at verse 10, for he who has entered his rest, God's rest, has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his.
Thank you.
Pen two. All right. Genesis 1:26. Here we go. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I've given you every herb that yields seed, which is in the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2. Whoops. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Verse 4. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth and before any herb was in the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth. I just lost my space. Oh, the face of the ground. Here we go. Verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out from Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The same of the first, the name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Verse 12, and the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. Okay. Verse 13, and the name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. Yeah. Amen. All right, Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Joshua 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. I love that. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. It is about 12:13 ish. In the name of Jesus, I am walking with God every day. I am a mighty woman of God. And I know I have angels with me. So don't mess with me, because I will stick one of them on you. Thank you, Father, for your word that lives on the inside of me. I will take it in. I will develop it more and more every day and help everyone around me learn this process so we can hear you say on that day, well done, good and faithful servant. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Can I say one other quick word about this too? Is I'll be really quick. I just want to say that the resting in the Lord is recognizing any kind of pressure or unrest inside of you is not of God. That is the enemy trying to push you out of that rest in God. Recognize that immediately and say, oh, no, you don't. This is of the enemy. I rest in the Lord, knowing God works all things to the good for those who love him. The enemy will try to pressure you. I apologize. I'm talking in the dark here. The enemy will try to pressure you into making all kinds of dumb decisions, like the last example Pastor just gave with Moses. Moses knew he was supposed to talk to the rock, but then the enemy was speaking through all of these complaining people, and they just kept eating and eating and eating and eating and pushing and pushing and pushing at him until he just had had enough and made the stupid decision to hit the rock. Don't let the enemy do that to you, and know that God, it doesn't matter how much pressure or time or anything else the enemy tries to come at you with. Look at Jesus. He never freaked out about anything with the time, even when they told him that Lazarus was dying. He did not let the enemy push him into walking past all of these other people and doing all of these other things that God told him to do. He was like, no, my God will raise him from the dead if I get there afterwards. It's not a big deal. I'm going to finish doing what he sent me to do. I'll get there when I get there. And that's the attitude we need to have. Rest in the Lord and recognize immediately when the enemy is coming against you with pressure to make you make dumb decisions. And that's all I have to say. Yeah, yes. It's really good. All right. I'll put up our communion verses here. If there's anyone with us today that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please make that decision to do today. I will put up the prayer or a prayer of salvation on the screen so you can see the words, and we'll all pray it out loud together and make that decision. And then Holy Spirit will start working in your life to make changes you never imagined. It is a beautiful life, and there's no reason to wait. You begin your learning journey from there. You don't have to already have your life in order. You don't already have to have the Bible memorized or even a part of it. You make that decision, and then you move from there. So we'd love to have you make that decision with us today. So right now, I'm going to read the verses out of the Bible. I'll put them up on the screen so we can all read them together, too, of the verses in the Bible pertaining to communion in the leading up to that. And then after that, we'll pray the prayer of salvation together, and then we'll receive communion together. So here we go. The verses in the Bible. These are our communion verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting with verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work for us until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And while we're on this subject, too, I just want to mention, too, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we ask you to refrain from taking communion with us until you've made that decision. So we will pray that prayer so you can make that decision, and you'll be free to enjoy communion with us afterwards. Here we go from 1 John 4:17. This speaks of God's perfect love. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. That he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. And now I'm going to put up, this is a prayer of salvation. If you've not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the prayer you pray, and then you will be right with God. So here we go. Let's pray this together. Even if you've prayed this 1,000 times before, pray it again. It's a wonderful rededication between you and the Lord. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me, so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life, and make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family of God. We're so happy for you. We know what an amazing life change this is. Not only does this change your life here on earth, but it also changes your life in eternity. You now have a place in heaven. Hallelujah. So if you made this decision today, we'd love to hear from you and know you made this decision. Any questions you have, understanding that you need brought to you about any of this, please get a hold of us. We'd love to help you. Our contact information is in the notes at the end of most every YouTube program. There may be some we missed here and there, but most of them are there. Or you can also go to our webpage, which is samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage, and you can find more information there. So please let us know that you've made this decision and be with us as often as you can. We're here at this point in time every day of the week, and we have this wonderful group of people that are with us every day. They're called the Community of Faith. They're our Community of Faith family. They're a wonderful support group, awesome Christians that will be support and help you to walk out this new life and decision you've made. So please get a hold of us and join us as often as you can. Our schedule also is in the notes at the end of our YouTube program. So now we're going to receive communion together. I'll put the prayers up on the screen like we did before, and we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and we'll pray over the juice and receive it as well. So lift up your communion elements and we'll bless them now. Father, we thank you for this time together and the ability to share this communion with you. We bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now let's pray over the bread. This is also called New Covenant worship because it is the new covenant that Jesus made with us when he gave himself for us. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And now let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for your broken body, for everything you suffered to save us, Lord. Thank you. And now hold up your juice. And let's pray over it. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, My conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Father, for your healing, cleansing, life-giving blood. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for being with us. We normally sing at this point, or Pastor does, Sister Phyllis, but it appears neither of them are here right now. So I know I'm going to put up on the screen Psalm 118, and we'll read that together. As it says in the Bible, as Jesus and the disciples went out, after they received communion, they sang a hymn together. And it's believed that Psalm 118 is that hymn. Whoops. My goodness. So let's read that together. I hope you guys got a lot out of this message today that will help you every day. And the biggest thing is trusting and resting in God, knowing that He always has us covered. Let me make this a little bit bigger. No, I guess I can't. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's read Psalm 118 as we close here. For some reason, it has highlighted itself here, or maybe I inadvertently highlighted it. I'm not sure. But it doesn't seem to want to let go of it. So hopefully you'll still be able to see it. Here we go, Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. Verse 5, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire in those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surround me. Yes, they surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. I just want to point out right now, what faith and trust in the Lord they have right here and right now. Verse 12, they surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was truly the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you all so much for being with us today. Have a wonderful, blessed rest of your day, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our morning prayer time over the nation and over the world and over our families. We pray over a little bit of everything. Please join us if you can. And we'll see you then. Have a great day. Remember, we love you. And God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.